Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. You are listening to yours truly, Hannah E. So I wanted to give a disclaimer to this episode. I do not hope or wish that anyone takes anything I say in regards to this episode to heart. This is just my 2019 experience. And if you think I'm talking about you, chances are I'm not. If you want to believe that, you can believe that. But this is my 2019. I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you guys in the episode. Hi, guys. Wow. So, what is up? How's it going? How is your day treating you? I hope that I'm recording this on December 29th of 2019. So as the title says, this is going to be my end of the year kind of recap, kind of, I don't know, end of the decade type of podcast. This is also going to end season one. I was kind of tabling if I was going to continue season one going into 2020, but since I'm recording this, I kind of want to just end off 2019 with season one and kind of reflect on the fact that, one, that this thing really happened. This was something that I thought about back at the start of the year, and the fact that I'm recording this on my handy dandy iPhone while I am currently in DC for the New Year's. I'm seeing my brother for a couple of days, but yeah, I am really excited to be recording this. I also kind of decided that I was gonna record this in a way that we could kind of do this together. So basically, let's recap. So the last episode focused on immigration, and I had finished finals. I ended off so well. I got a 3.25. I got two A's, a B, and a C. I have no shame in sharing that. And as we go through this episode, you'll kind of realize why I have no shame. After such a very stressful and crazy semester in regards to the fact that my dad passed away, yes, I finally can say it on here. I really didn't know how this semester was going to go, and I am commending myself for finishing so strong. So today's episode, we're going to use a prompt that I actually found on Instagram. I'm going to put the prompt in the description box for you guys to use as well. So within today and hopefully before the 31st, you guys can kind of use these questions as a way to reflect with yourself or with your partner or with your friends. I think this is a great way to just kind of acknowledge the great things that you've done this year and also to acknowledge the growth that you've made in this year. I can really attest that I feel like 2019 was really trying to come for me. I can definitely acknowledge that there were highlights. There were highlights within this year, but I definitely think it really tried to break me multiple times. But this also was the year where I was able to travel internationally, which we'll also get into. So, first off, the first thing I really want you guys to do is get yourself in a space where you're alone, where you can listen to this, where you can kind of also do what I'm doing as well. If you can't do that at the moment, by all means, pause this episode and come back before the year ends, or even on January 1st, where you can do this as well, because I think that will be super beneficial. So, let us get into the episode. Okay, so basically, on this Instagram page, we're not really strangers. They had kind of like a thread from Twitter, and it's like questions to ask yourself before the new year. So I'm going to go through, there's 9 questions. So I'm going to go through each, and we're going to have a conversation. But before we do that, I kind of want to give you guys like an update in my life. So went on my immigration trip great time. I had an amazing experience. Really just like showed me what my purpose is. I think going into 2020, things that I need to prioritize, things that I need to let go. But I also realized that I wasn't really taking care of myself this semester. Even though I ended off so well, my basic needs, i.e. sleep, eating, exercising, were very limited. And I think that really kind of spiraled into a mental funk, I would say. I won't say mental clarity, but I would say mental fog. So I, for this whole week prior to, so last week, I got back Saturday the 21st. So I rested for the first few days, saw a couple people back at home, helped my mom, all that stuff. So it was nice, very much rested. And now I feel like I'm in a place to really be not necessarily vulnerable, because at the same time, I have no idea who's listening to this, which is a little exciting, but also a little daunting. But I think doing this can kind of, I don't know, help me be vulnerable, but also like give me closure that I need in regards to just like going forward in my life. I'm about to become a 20-year-old. I'm going through my 20s in the 20s. I'm also going to be graduating next year. I'm also going to be getting a job, getting into the real world, I guess, in a sense. So I think it's just, it's a good prompt to do. And like, to be honest with you, I'm going to do it. So we're going to do it together. So I really want you guys to be in a space where maybe you can do this with someone else, or you can do this in your journal. I am a big advocate for a journal. I spent this morning actually watching my favorite content creator at the moment, Nathan Drew. So he's like around my age. He's about 22, 23, I think. And he, I'll put that as well in the description, but he did a video talking about how to reinvent yourself in 2020. So I spent the morning watching that. I also watched this girl named Orion, and she was talking about how she moved to Europe. So a lot of knowledge coming in, but I was just focusing on that this morning. So let's get into reflection. Hopefully you have now set yourself up to do this with me. Super excited. Also, I want to preface that I might mess up. I'm human. Don't come for me. It's okay. Keep me accountable, though. Keep me accountable. Okay, so the first question is, what's one small way you can become a better person 2020? For others, for yourself. So let's start with others. One small way I can become a better person is to make sure I am at my best in different spaces. So for example, going into this new year, I'm going to be a student, I'm going to be an intern, I'm going to be vice president of marketing for my organization, I'm going to be a friend, a daughter, I'm going to have a lot of roles. So I think one small way I can become a better person is taking care of my basic needs. So I need to sleep, I need to eat 3 meals a day, or enough, and not even 3 meals, but enough meals or enough calories in a day that allow me to be a human. So that's the first thing, is like getting enough sleep, i.e. for me, 8 hours seems to be right at the sweet spot. So this means going to bed at a designated time. This means also like not staying on social media all the time. I think having a balance. I think eating is just eating enough calories. Sleeping is like getting the amount of sleep that I need to function. And I think exercise. So for me, I plan on like joining like a dance class or like a fitness class that's off campus in my college area, so that I can like, one, get off campus, and then two, it's like kind of committing myself financially. I found like a pole dancing class for $25. So I plan on going maybe twice a month, once a week or something, that can kind of just like push me to work out and like stay in healthy shape. And then, so basically being at my best within those spaces is like, so for me, that's like being my best, for others, and then for me is like taking care of my basic needs. Because I noticed when I was on this Austin, Texas trip, I hadn't taken care of my basic needs because I had experienced so much like grief and so much just like BS this whole entire semester that I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't eating enough. I wasn't drinking enough water. I wasn't sleeping enough. And then when we were doing so much community service, I was so tired. I was so drained. I was so scatterbrained that it like eventually led to like just like a mental overload. And I was like saying things in code. It was the creme de la creme, let's just say. But I would definitely say for myself, I just need to take care of my basic needs, because I can't serve others or be in those spaces if I'm not sleeping, if I'm not eating enough, if I'm not drinking enough water, if I'm, you know, all these things. So it's like cutting out, just taking care of my basic needs and putting the things that like fuel me, not things that hurt me. So the second one is, what are you holding on to currently that's no longer serving you? What are you holding on? Why are you holding on? And what's one step you can take towards releasing it? So this is going to kind of relate back to this decade. I have been hurt in the past, and especially within my college experience, I've been hurt by a decent amount of people. Okay, let's not even say decent. A couple of individuals in my life, or at least they're not in my life right now, but they've hurt me in the past. And on this trip, I kind of was able to acknowledge the hurt that I've actually experienced from like childhood, from, and then also within like my sophomore, my junior year of college. So I was holding on to a lot of hurt and not realizing that holding on to that hurt and not speaking up and necessarily like using my voice in regards to it was actually like causing me so much anguish. And I think it was causing me not to take care of my basic needs. And I think when it comes to grieving, a lot of, not necessarily trauma, but a lot of memories can come up that you don't even realize were there in the first place. So for me, I would say I was holding on to a lot of hurt and not utilizing my voice. So, and I think I was holding on to it because I didn't really want to acknowledge what the issue was. I didn't want to acknowledge like the pain that I was feeling. So the one small step I can take to releasing it is going back to therapy. And I think I have very much advocated on this podcast, and I will continue to advocate in 2020, therapy. I do not understand why. I actually do. I understand why people might, like, I understand people might not have the resources, but if you go to a university, 9 times out of 10, the university pays for services like therapy or counseling services. So you should utilize that, especially at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, which is where I go. We're putting it out there. They offer 12 free sessions. And this semester, I kind of came in intentionally, like wanting to face my fears. Like I knew something was going on. I didn't know what it was, but I knew something was bothering me. Something was hurting me, and I needed to face it. And thankfully, I have an amazing therapist at UT that I am so thankful we crossed paths. I'm so thankful for him. He has really challenged me. He also has kept me accountable. I also feel like too, I really have journaled a lot. So I mean, it says one small step, but I'm gonna say two. So therapy and journaling. So my journal from this semester actually is about to fill up, and I think I'm gonna write like a final message to future Hannah so I can close that chapter of my life and kind of start afresh. And I'm gonna probably get, when I get back to campus, or well, in DC, you know, we are here, I will probably get another Moleskine journal. And this time, instead of having lines, I'm just gonna have blank spaces. Because I also think too, this is why it's important for you to pick a journal that fits your lifestyle. I picked an affordable journal, and I knew too, like, I was keeping myself accountable with that journal, and I put stickers and things that like can kind of like make me want to go back to it. So I think going into 2020, I'm gonna get a journal that's, one, yellow, because that's my favorite color, and two, I'm gonna get one with no lines, so then I don't feel restricted to like write within the lines. I mean, even the journal that I have now, I have done an amazing job of not letting the lines define me. And I'm like super, super excited to like, one, I think maybe spend the 30th like really going through and reading it, because I have done from, I'm like opening it up, so we're gonna look and see when I started this, from September 7th until actually last night, which was the 28th of December, I've written in this journal, and I'm just so thankful that I kept myself accountable with it, and having it and going to therapy makes having conversations so much easier, because like I know where my thoughts are, I can see where like the change and growth happened, I can see where I was trying to keep myself accountable. There were also like goals that I wanted to do at the start of this year in regards to like my mental health, and I am just so thankful for this. And I think that is a big thing I would encourage people to do, is if you're gonna get into therapy, is just investing in a journal. But also too, I mean, I just think it's incredible. Like, I think if you can find one that you click with and it works for you, and if you are, you know, fortunate enough to have insurance and it's covered, I think it's 100% worth, because keeping so much in and feeling like you have to control everything, feeling like you have to be not necessarily the center of attention, but you are the person people come to, like being able to have someone where you can not necessarily like dump that, but you can help, they can help you process and understand like what you need to do, is just so incredible. And I'm just so thankful that I have an amazing therapist right now in college, and I think going through this journal will be beautiful to see the growth that I actually have done. And I mean, you know, I also watch Nathaniel Drew, and he really keeps me accountable, because his video that I watched about like how to reinvent yourself in 2020, I took a lot of notes so I can like go in and like really focus on the two main areas that he was kind of talking about. So let me just give you guys, I can give you guys like a recap. So he kind of talked about four different categories about how to kind of reinvent yourself. So a lot of times I feel like when it comes to a new year, everyone's setting like New Year's resolution goals. And I think the thing about that is like, you need to keep yourself like accountable. Like for example, for me, I made goals at the start of the year. And then when I was in Spain, I reflected and like saw what I had accomplished. And then I went back and kind of like reworded things, because I think it's important to maybe set like 6 and 6, because it's like, how are you going to keep yourself accountable for like that whole entire year with like maybe like 10 goals? Like for example, let's say you want to get into working out in 2020, you set, I want to maybe, like, I really love the SMART strategy, so maybe making, like, a very SMART goal. So if you want to work out, maybe setting, like, by June, I want to weigh this much. And then it's kind of setting, like, smaller goals that you can accomplish throughout your week, throughout your month, to keep you accountable in regards to, like, losing weight. So for me, like, I think one of the goals I'm going to say is, like, taking care of my basic needs. So, like, sleep, eating, exercise. So sleep, setting like every single day, Sunday through Monday, Sunday through Saturday, bedtime. So from 11 like a.m. p.m., 11 p.m. until like 7 a.m., I'm asleep. And like, that is the structure we're living. By 10:30, I need to be in bed, ready to like get ready to go to sleep. Maybe I have a book, maybe I journal, maybe I listen to like some calming like sleep time music, and then I pass out. And that is like the system I'm gonna work, because it's like sleep is so beautiful and just so important. And I think in college we don't take advantage, but like that paper, that assignment, that thing, it can wait. Your sleep can't. And like, I think people never realize that like time is of the essence. Like time is so important. And I think people who are able to like, these people like Mark Zuckerberg and all these like big rich millionaires, you are always like, how do they get there? It's like they probably sacrificed a lot of time, i.e. time that was wasteful, to do the things that they wanted. So let's say for example, you want to start a YouTube channel. Okay, you need to be smart, you know, with it. So like, what is your content going to be? Like, I think it's also to, I'm going to put a lot of resources in the description so you guys can use, but there's another video by, can't even remember his name, but there's like another video and it talks about like your why, your how, and your what. So like it's kind of like a circle. What is it? It's like divining your purpose. This is fun. I think it's like defining your why. Simon Stank. Okay. So it's defining your why. And he has this kind of like analogy, and it's like your why is in the middle, your how is outside, and then your what. So like Apple does this really well with like, we are Apple. Like how can we help you, and like what are we doing? I want to make sure that this analogy that I'm giving you is correct, because yeah, so it's your why, your how, and your what. So I think going into 2020, utilizing that kind of structure when it comes to things. So maybe it's like finding a job, because I know a lot of seniors right now are trying to figure out like what are they going to do post-grad. So it's like, why do I want this job? How am I going to get this job? And like, what is it going to serve me? And I think knowing like your why, your how, and your what can help you like structure going forward in like interview settings, how to get the internship or the job that you want. Cause like, it's about to be that time for a lot of business, a lot of advertising, a lot of like basically college students just trying to figure out what they're doing for the summer or what they're doing after like graduation. So yeah. So watch this video. And he talked about goals, but goals are built on habits, and then habits are really built by like environment, and then environment is based on mindset. And those are the two big things that he was saying that going into 2020, he's going to really work on. So like, I can attest that like, when I am going through a lot, my environment is not clean. Like if I am in a mental funk, or I'm in a mental aware, like not just not doing well, I can tend to like just let go of a lot of things like laundry or tidying up my room or making my bed. Like I make my bed every morning, and this has been a thing I've done since my sophomore year of college. Like that is something I always do, because I think I love coming home to like a made bed and like feeling like I can like just like fall into the bed. Even here in DC, I made my bed, so I really enjoy doing that. I really think it's a sorry, kind of sick. I think it's a habit to really have in regards to just like mental clarity. we are just coughing. Okay. So that was question two, but we're gonna move on. Okay. But I would definitely say go watch that video, because I don't want to give all the things, but that is definitely something. So takeaways, two small steps I can do: therapy and journaling. Because I was holding a lot of hurt this year. Okay, cool. So, number three is set a goal for 2020 that excites you. Set a goal that scares you. So, I think we're going to do a goal that scares me. So, the goal is actually going to secure an internship in an industry that I want to be in. I don't know if I would call it imposter syndrome, but I'm very hard on myself, and that goal kind of scares me, because personally, like, I am a logistics major with a concentration in marketing, and I do have a lot of like marketing-esque things that like are underneath me, but I always am very just nervous that because of the fact that I'm a logistics major, that marketing or digital, I guess social media, digital media, marketing research won't take me, because my major doesn't represent that. So that actually is a goal, is like securing an internship in the field that I want to be in. So I want to do social media or digital media or marketing research. So like those kind of like that triangle, right? Because they kind of intersect in either a media, a tech, or an entertainment industry like space. So my internship in the spring is focused in like social media. So I'm super excited about that. But I definitely want to secure, hopefully, an internship in that space as well. Because I love social media. I also hate social media. And I think it will be really interesting going into this new decade how companies kind of re-change their algorithm. Like, I'm really excited to see if 2020 Instagram takes away the likes, because I think that's what they're going to probably do, because they've been doing a lot of beta testing, which I think will be great. I mean, I think as an influencer, you can still show all your data, but I think for people's mental space and clarity, it will be incredible. It'll be great. And then 2020, a goal that excites me. So I actually want to travel once or twice a month. So I want to go, I want to go to a new city. There's 6 months in a year. So I want to go to 6 new cities within 2020. And I know you might be like, what? Like, how can you do that? So in the US, it's really easy to go to a different state, I think. I want to go to a state that I haven't been, especially because I've been to DC, I've been to Virginia. So I really am looking to go to like Houston or Chicago, LA, Seattle, Toronto, New York. Again, I like have been, but I won't count it because I went when I was 12, so I can't really remember it. So I want to go in my 20s. And then I definitely want to go to Florida. I want to go to a beach. I want to go to Mexico. I just want to travel a lot more. And I think in 2019, I did a lot of traveling. I literally had the ability to go to Spain. Like, I went to Barcelona, Spain. And I, like, know a lot of people might be like, you always talk about it. And it's, like, because it literally changed my life. Like, I loved living in Spain. I loved working in Spain. I just loved the food. I loved the drinks. I loved the people. I, like, met incredible people during that time. It also, like, showed me, like, what love feels like. Not necessarily, like, I'm in love, but, like, what being loved by someone else was, because I, like, dated while I was over there. And, like, I will never, ever take my study abroad experience for granted, because I personally think I went in with, like, an open mind, and I definitely can acknowledge that, like, towards the end, I was very much, like, ready to go, but, like, I want to go back. I got to go to France. I went to Paris, and like Paris like changed my life forever, and I really want to like live in Paris again. I want to like be in Paris. I really want to live in like France and like work on my French. So I mean, maybe we'll go back to France, but maybe not Paris. I really want to go to Cannes, which is like a Cannes is like a film festival, so I might, like, there's an opportunity that I could apply for that might, you know, finesse me into there. But I definitely want to travel to 6 new states or countries within 2020. And I think that is a great way of, like, also self-care is, like, traveling. I think I am fortunate enough, I think, to have been able. This is a lot. I'm so sorry. I really hope y'all are not. I'm sorry. But yeah, definitely want to travel more. I think it's good for the soul. It also opens you up to like so many more incredible people. So 6 new countries or 6 new states, either or. They kind of like mesh together. 4, what do you want to be a student of in 2020? This is a good one. I feel like I want to be maybe like a student of media, student of like tech, student of media. I feel like I have a lot of like media knowledge, i.e. like YouTube, Instagram. I know so much about these algorithms, like algorithms and data, like just they just entice me so much. Like, I can, like, spend 2-3 hours just talking about, like, the algorithm and explaining how, like, the YouTube algorithm works, and, like, explaining how, like, podcasting works. Like, all these algorithms and all this data, like, really, like, intrigues me, which is, like, super exciting to know that, like, that's, like, the area that I want to, like, I will be really successful in regards to, like, my career. So I definitely think I want to be the student of media. So like if my friends have any like media questions or like social media questions, like they can come to me. And especially I think within my internship, I'm going to learn a lot about how content is really pushed out. So I'm super excited about that. And in this in this internship as well, we're gonna be focusing on like a project. So I even get to like really see how to like how media works on like a, I guess, corporate setting, which is really, really, really exciting. I literally love media. And I, if you guys like ever wanted a like podcast episode about media, like I am your girl. Like I can like rattle your head about media so much. I love. I just really, really, really enjoy social media a ton. What else? I think that's the student I want to be, just because of the fact that like I just social media just ugh. See, y'all are getting me. I'm about to get started. So, student of media for sure. Okay. 5 is who in your life deserves the biggest thanks for this year? Let them know if you can. I don't feel like it would be one person. I definitely think I'm gonna just shout out. I like can't, it's almost 11 in the morning, so I can't like say all of their names, but basically my friend group, like the people that I kept around me in regards to like grieving like the loss of a parent this semester. So like my mentors, my friends, like all these incredible people who like just supported me along the way, like my friend Ellis, like I'm not gonna shout out names because of the fact that like I don't want to like forget anyone and then someone gets mad at me and like they're like, oh, you didn't like shout me out on your podcast. Okay, so like if you are listening and you're in my life and you know me and you helped me in any way this semester, I just want to give my biggest thank yous, because there was a point in the semester I was really considering leaving and I did it. And that big thanks, I think, really goes to like my mentor, Courtney. She's not the only one, so don't think she is. There are so many incredible people who came in my life this semester, who supported me, who reached out to me, who like were my rocks. And there were also people who were, you know, not here for it. And that is completely fine. But to the people who stayed by my side, who said hello to me, who just supported me and who like gave me grace in regards to things, like, thank you. Because I don't think I would have survived the biggest challenge of my life without you. So I'm assuming you're listening to this podcast episode, so I want you to know I love you, I appreciate you, and thank you for everything. And you know who you are, and you know you'll forever be in my life you'll be in my life in 2020. So yes, if you, not saying that if you didn't get this podcast episode I didn't care about you, but yeah, thank you. Also, thank you so much to like this Austin, Texas trip. Like, I don't think I would have realized just like all of this abundance until that trip. So to Caitlin and Taylor, thank you so much for leading that trip. Thank you for so much for being leaders, and like thank you so much for just like being the biggest support and like just being like such an advocate for service. And like now I realize that like I really want to go back on another trip, but also too, like, service is incredible, and I don't think people realize how important it is in regards to like living in today's world. So yeah, that's 5, 6. What can you thank yourself for this year? Yes. Okay. So every year I like to have a phrase, and my phrase this year would definitely have to be, I'm pulling it up. So my phrase this year was to allow myself to grow and go all 2019, spend more on experiences, not materials. And I want to commit myself, because I think having a phrase or a word that you go with every single year, like the year before it was put myself first. I don't remember what it was before that, but I think 2018 and 2019, those phrases were very much utilized. And I think especially this year, grow and go definitely happened. This was the year I traveled the most. This was also the year I traveled internationally. This also was the year where I like very much like just did things and like tried things out to see what would work. And I can definitely acknowledge that like year-wise, I accomplish if not half or most of it. I think monthly, I also had a spread of like year, monthly, and weekly. And for me, the monthly didn't really happen because of the fact that like I wasn't focused on YouTube this year. I was focused more on like podcasting. And I think it's going to be really cool to see going into 2020, the like goals that I set. And the dailies were always constant. Like the first one was like, you're enough this year. We're doing, you are enough, dot, dot, dot. This year we're being our true self. And that is something that I definitely feel like was so accurate. Like I definitely think this semester, at least, I had to like step away or space myself from people who not necessarily weren't serving me, but like were going to like make me cope in ways that I didn't know. I didn't want to cope. I also knew I wanted to face like my hurting, my trauma, my grief head on, because I knew that this was going to define me going into my 20s, and I didn't want it to define me. And then the second one was write positive notes of encouragement on my mirror. So I did do this one. I necessarily didn't do it on my mirror. I set goals and I put like words of encouragement throughout the week. And then take a video every day of 2019, which I really did do. You guys are gonna see the video on Instagram if you follow me, which you should. I am so proud. There are definitely moments that are missing because obviously I didn't realize that I was just like, those were the moments that were the hardest. So I didn't want to capture them. But I think going into 2020, it's important to capture them to be able to be able to reflect and see that like you have grown, and like even in your darkest moments you can prevail. So definitely did that. Stopping shy of taking pictures more often, which I definitely did take more pictures, and I asked people to take more pictures of me because I am pretty, I am beautiful, I am a very like young looking and sophisticated woman, and I should show that up more often. Like that is okay. And then lastly, it was like post more pictures in 2019, which I did. I think also going abroad, I wanted to post more of like my life, and also showcase like the beautifulness of Barcelona. And I think also having a social media internship, I had to post more pictures. So yeah, it was great. And then the last one was get into drawing and doodling, which I can check off now because I did do. I would just say definitely that the like monthly and weekly ones were like focused a lot on YouTube, and I think for me, I needed to like redefine what I wanted my like YouTube channel to be, where I wanted it to go, and I can finally like check off like the top one, which is incredible. So I really commend myself because I also like came through, and I mean, the note really says like realistic 2019 goals, these are for the first 6 months, so come back and check up. So I like definitely changed things around, and then I think this semester I kind of just like let things like flow and go and be what they were. So I am so thankful that I kept to my phrase, and I think going into 2020, my phrase is going to be resilience. Because I think this year really showed me my resilience. And I think going into my last year of college, because I'm graduating next December, I think it will be really important. I think it will be really important for me to remember my resilience this semester and also throughout this decade, because she really did try me, y'all. She tried me. She did. She really did. Okay. Oh, 7, what have you outgrown this year? Oh, okay. So I'm gonna pull up a tweet that I actually just like recently did. I have outgrown just, we gotta find it. We're looking. Yes. Okay. So I found the tweet. I'll put it in the description box as well, but I've just realized that I have outgrown, because that was what the question said, toxic relationships. And this means friendships, this means romantic things, this means like platonic, romantic, and just like friendships that just don't satisfy me, that don't serve me, that don't add any value to me. Because here's my thing. I am pretty sure I'm an empath. I also am a NFP. Oh my God. I'm going to tell you guys my Enneagram. So I'm an empath, and also my Enneagram is an 8. So I'm a challenger. So I have the personality of wanting to challenge people. I want to challenge people, but an 8 is the challenger. So I'm powerful. I'm demanding, So I'm the powerful, demanding type. I'm self-confident, I'm decisive, I'm willful, and I'm confrontational. So, like, I actually have no issues with, like, confronting an issue. So I do not like passive aggressiveness. I do not like people who beat around the bush. Just tell me what you need to tell me. And I think when it comes to college, and also I think in the US especially, there's a lot of surface level stuff. Like, my boss put it so well in Spain. She's very, like, blunt. Like, she's straight to the point. She tells you what she wants. If you have any questions, just ask. Like, she's not about this, like, ghosting stuff. She's not about, like, wasting your time. Like, she'll let you know what's, like, up front, right? And personally, like, I am, like, the same way. Like, I'll describe an 8 to you. An 8 is a very self-confident, strong, assertive, protective, resourceful, straight talking, and decisive, but can be egocentric and, like, dominating. So, like, I feel like 8s feel like they must control the environment, especially people, sometimes becoming confrontational or intimidating. So 8s simply have a problem with their temper and allowing others to, like, be vulnerable. So at their best, I'm self-mastering. Like, I can use my skills to improve others' lives, become heroic, you know, like, inspiring, like, kind of like a public figure, like, you know, spokesperson. But my biggest fear is of being hurt. Well, I'm not even going to get into that. Go take your Enneagram test, because I think knowing at least maybe this, like, background can help you. So when I am at my prime, I'm all about growth. When I am at my low, so when I'm at my prime, I'm a 2. When I'm stressed, I'm a 5. So I experience 5 so much when I was in Austin, because I was so stressed out because I wasn't taking care of my basic needs and all that stuff. And it really showed, but I also think I was experiencing a 2. So it was very, but basically, yeah. I was texting my brother. So yeah, so I'm a 8, and I think going into 2020 and just going into, like, the rest of my life, I'm just letting go of people who not necessarily are not serving me, but, like, this is my advice to everyone. You should not have to reach out to people multiple times to, like, schedule a plan. You should not feel like you have to go into a space and you see that person and then they call you out for not, like, reaching out to them. Mind you, everyone's going through their own, like, BS, right? Everyone's going through life. Everyone has their own problems. We are all, like, we are human beings, and we all experience life differently, correct? But my thing is, if someone is going through grief, if someone is going through death, you should not, as an individual, depend on a person to lift you back into the spirit that you need to be. You should not have to constantly be, like, go to therapy. You should not have to be like you should not be your friend's therapist. That is honestly what I'm trying to say, is do not, going into 2020, be your friend's therapist, because your friend needs actual therapy. You are not a clinically, you're not a clinical psychologist or therapist. You have not gone to get the education, all of this stuff, to do what you needed to do, correct? Correct. And I think going through the semester, losing a parent, I had to be very honest with myself about who I want to surround myself with. And also, too, I definitely have no issues with confronting people. And there's a way to confront someone in a polite way, in a respectful way, and there's a way to do it where it's charged by emotions. And I've done both, and I can acknowledge both. But I think if you can acknowledge that and be honest with when you are wrong, because people can't take the blame. I think that's like a big thing. This semester is we had a lot of cancel culture. And I think going into 2020, it should be more accountability culture. It should be more, you said this, and I'm keeping you accountable because you're repeating what you've already done. We do not need to cancel people because we are human. And as we grow, we make mistakes. I know there have been multiple times where I've said something foolish. I've said something problematic. I've said something XYZ. But that does not mean that you should cancel me. That does not mean that you should not support me because I said something like off the wall. Like, I can acknowledge when I've said things like out of proportion. I can acknowledge when I've hurt people. I think when I was in Austin, I was apologizing to people. I was acknowledging things, like all these types of things, right? And I think it's very, very important to like be able to self reflect and also not dump on your friends. Like, there was a tweet I remember that was streaming on Twitter where someone was asking, like, are you in the mental space to take this message? And people were, it was very one way or no way. You should ask that question. You should so ask that question in 2020. You should not just dump on your friends, especially if they're in college, what like issues you're going with. You should see, hey, are you okay? Like, can I talk to you? Can I call you? Stop texting things. Start calling people. And I think that is a big thing going into 2020 is like, I am not going to take like giving up my time for other people who aren't making the time to like work with what I've given them. Like, do not sacrifice yourself for other people's happiness, because at the end of the day, you are here in this earth, right, to do what you need to do. And like, regardless of your religious, regardless of your spiritual, regardless of you believe in the universe, all these things, is you need to be more accountable for yourself and stop dumping on your friends. Get a therapist. Like, if you are in university, your university can help you. If you do not have insurance, there are so many resources, and I can do a whole episode about therapy because there are so many resources and so many ways I feel like now currently where you can get like therapy in a way that is in the digital age, okay? And stop relying on Instagram. Stop relying on these social media apps. Stop relying on people telling you, oh, I am anxious. Like, have they gone to a person and actually been like, been diagnosed with anxiety? Like, we need to stop putting out this rhetoric like, I'm depressed, I am anxious, because there are people who literally have this crippling like mental, I'm not even gonna call it like mental like thing, because I don't even call it, it's not an illness, okay? It's something that they deal with on a constant basis. And people using the rhetoric that like, I'm anxious, I'm depressed, I'm da da da. Like, you are like, literally, like, think about it. If you were an individual and you heard your friend making some type of joke or all this stuff saying like, I am these things and you have it, how would that make you feel? Like, how would that make you feel knowing that you actually are like going through that? And I think it's keeping your friends accountable, like asking questions if you have them. Stop creating this divide that we are having right now in our society. Ask questions. Stop interpreting things wrong, because especially for me, like, I am a Black woman, and the biggest thing that I always hate is being accused of having an attitude or an anger issue or da 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 da, okay? Because of the whole concept of the angry Black woman, okay? And I think it's important to educate yourself and ask questions, because maybe I am irritated, maybe I am upset, but that does not give you the right to just put a label without even checking in. So check in with yourself and stop hanging out with people who don't serve you. Why are you friends with them? Like, I think you don't even have to, like, I'm not even saying you have to drop them. I think if you can literally, you can have groups of friends. So maybe you have, like, this is something I'm doing. You can have your close friends, maybe like 5 to 10, maybe honestly 5, keep it small, 5 friends. Maybe you have 2 in your city, 3 back, 2 back home, and then 1 that's maybe abroad, okay? Those are your people you go to always. like firsthand. Like if you have an issue, you call them. You know, you have an issue, FaceTime them. Those are your like ride or dies. Like I'm gonna put another video, but I watched another video where this woman actually was talking about like how to I love the internet, but how to like deal with fake friends. So like she was talking about how in your 20s, not everyone you call your friend is your friend. And like, I think it's what you give, like a big phrase she said is what you give is not always what you get back. So keep that in mind. Like keep in mind, like if you feel betrayed, don't deny those feelings. Relationships will the relationship was never the same. You know, if someone breaks your trust, it will never be the same. And then it's not necessarily you to drop them, but redefine what it is. And don't get invested with friendships. Like, stop relying on your friends. Get a therapist. And then always spend time with others. Like, one, like she's talking about, like, an example. But basically, there are, like, three, I want to say, I mean, this is also based on your own life. But I think for me, like, I'm in college. So, the three that she said, I think are very, like, work. So, like, three types are your party friends, your convenient friends, and then your ride and die friends. So your party friends are basically the people you know that if you hit them up, you'll go out. Like you have a go-to buddy. Like you know that you can like be like, yo, like Sally, let's hit the club, let's get it going. Your convenient friends are basically the friends that you don't see, like your work friends, coworkers, your club friends, you know, if you're in a sorority, your sorority sisters, your fraternity, your brothers, all that stuff, depending on how big these are, these spaces are. So they're super convenient, you know, and you gotta like, you can open up, but like you got to be careful about how much you open up because there's no undo button when you tell your information. So it's very like surface level love, but these can like, there can be people like, for example, like I'm in the like co-ed business fraternity again. So those were like, those convenient friends can turn into like ride or die friends or like, you know, friends. You know, so it's just you have to invest into the relationship for it to go to the next level. And then your ride and die friends are basically your friends that like they would take a bullet for you. Or like if someone dies, like in your family, in your life, they will call you. They will check in on you. Like these are like your best friends. These are like your wifey, your husband, like all these types of things. Like those are like family, sister, brother types of like relationships. Like the trust is there and it's very strong. Like my good sis Madison, like she is like probably one of my ride or die friends. She's been with me, I've been with her since sophomore year when she was going through a lot. She was with me this semester. Like that is my girl. Like, and I know that regardless of where we are, we will support each other, like, and get each other through the next level. It's the same thing with my friend Malcolm. It's the same thing with like all these different people. And like, I'm not gonna like shout out names because I really don't want people to call me out and be like, you didn't care about me. Like, no, that's not the case. But like, everyone has those people and they don't have to be with you all the time. But if you know that they're there for you and they support you and they love you, like those are your ride and die friends. And I think it's really important to keep that in mind in regards to just going into this new year. Stop relying on people who don't care about you and who literally not even don't care about you, but aren't even giving. Like, friendship is a two-way street. You should not have to be texting them like every single day to like hang out, because at the end of the day, like, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. Stop. Okay, now we get to eight. What is an important boundary you would like to set for 2020? Oh, this is great. So I haven't decided how I'm going to operate going into 2020, but basically I am going to utilize screen time. I'm going to utilize Do Not Disturb. I'm going to utilize the vacation feature on Google Inbox. And here is why. I need peace. I need tranquility. I need silence. Like recording this in a beautiful, with a beautiful view right outside of me. Like I will post this beautiful, beautiful view that I'm seeing. I mean, it's just of houses, but like having sunlight, having no noise besides a clock and my voice. These are all important to maintain my peace and reserve my, you know, lift me back up. And I think an important boundary I'm going to set in 2020 is boundaries. You should not be texting me. I'm not even saying you should not. You can text me whenever you want. Like, if you know me and you're listening to this, text me whenever you want. But just know, after probably 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm not going to respond to any text messages, any DMs, any emails, anything, because I'm going to go to bed. And I love having a morning routine. My morning routine is waking up, taking a shower, listening to some music, eating breakfast, relaxing. And then around, like, I don't have class, I think, until like noon. So like probably 10 a.m. That's probably when I'm going to respond to any messages, because I really like to take my mornings to myself. I don't like going on social media. I really just like, I don't even use my phone in the morning. I use my iPad to listen to music. And I recently just like invested in like the 3-month trial for Apple Music. So if I enjoy it more than Spotify, I'll keep it. But my Spotify membership is about to end next November. So we're really trying to just finesse the system. So just know that a big thing I'm going to be setting is boundaries, and especially in regards to people. I think when you're in a leader of an organization, or even just in general, when you're like leading or organizing things, you have to delegate. And I think I'm a really great delegator because, you know, 8, the challenger. So going into 2020, I'm going to be setting boundaries. If you DM me multiple times, just text me. If I do not respond to you, do not get upset, because I think people don't realize that if the thing that you need to talk about is important, just call me. Like, if it's that extenuous and that important to like your mental stability and your clarity, just text me. I mean, just call me. Do not text me. Call me, FaceTime me. Like, I'm gonna start using the calling feature and the FaceTime feature on my phones, because at that point, why am I texting you? We could have a full-on conversation for 30 minutes and then go about our day. Instead of me texting you for 30 minutes about XYZ, I can just see, hey, are you free? Let's FaceTime. Then I can catch up with you. And I think this is a big thing I'm going to start incorporating into my friendships, especially I have a couple of friends who are going abroad. So like, I need to dedicate time to FaceTime them. I think this also is going to be important in regards to like boundaries, in regards to education, and like what I'm studying. So I really highly encourage you to watch that like Reinvent Yourself in 2020 video, because Nathan was really dropping some facts. So that is definitely something that I'm going to be doing, because that will help me with my mental space. I think this year I very much was I was getting so bogged down with not responding that I just stopped responding. Like, people might have asked me questions this semester and like I just didn't respond, and like that is like so not me. So I'm sorry. Don't hate me. But 2020, if you have an important thing, call me. If it's not important, text me. I'll get back to you. Like, I don't know what type of operating schedule I'm going to be on yet, but I definitely know that, like, I plan on waking up 7 or 8 in the morning most every day, except maybe, like, one day on the weekends, just so I can, like, have time to myself. Also, if you email me, like, I'm going to be turning on the vacation feature on the weekends, so if people email me, I don't have to respond, because it's like the weekend and I can just like relax and figure out like how to recharge myself before going back into like a busy some like week of classes and all that stuff. So this is also the same if I like go on vacation, because I said I want to visit 6 different states or countries. If I'm on vacation, I'm not responding to anything unless it's like very important or tentative or relates to my internship. I'm not going to respond to like Sally asking me about like my, like about credits or something. Like, just there's always someone else that can answer the question. There's like, that's a big thing. Always remember, there's always someone else. Like, if you can't do it, ask someone else. Someone always has an answer. So just remember that. And also just put things out there. Like, I think also too, some people get really scared to text people if they haven't texted them in a while. But I like texted my my friend Savannah an idea, and I was just like, what do you think? And like, she does not have to respond to me immediately. Like, whenever she has time and at her discretion, she can respond. So just set boundaries and like be honest with yourself and operate on a schedule that works for you. So if you are a night owl, operate in the night. I'm a morning person, so I operate better in the morning. I get stuff done in the morning. And I think when you take on leadership positions, when you take on big responsibilities, you got to figure out how you operate and how you can serve people. So 2020, we are setting strict and very hard boundaries, and especially too with how much we tell. Like, I am a storyteller, so I love to give people a story, but I think it's really important to like understand that like you should not tell everyone your business, because not everyone cares, and not everyone wants to know your business. Like, be honest with yourself. So strict boundaries for me. Let me know what yours are, because you should set some very, very important ones as well. And the last question is, what's a memory this past year that makes you smile just thinking about it? And it like came to me like immediately when I read this, but like Barcelona 2019 I can make a whole video about study abroad, about Barcelona in the new year, if you would love me to. Actually, I'm gonna do it. It's not even like if you want me to, I'm gonna do it. Because Spain forever changed my life. It showed me that as a 21-year-old, that I can do anything. I can move across the country for a year if I wanted to. I could become a parapro if I wanted to. I could go teach English if I wanted to. And I met incredible people during that time. I had the best summer. I had incredible roommates. One of them is to this day one of my closest friends. Well, one of my close friends, Lauren, I love you so much. And I'm planning going to see her in Chicago. If I ever go to Boston, what's up, Jamie? Let's head up. All these incredible people I met during the experience. And I will forever remember the second night we went out when we were there. And we came back and we were in the kitchen and we were singing Old Town Road. And that will be a memory that I will always remember. And those people will always be in my life. It's kind of like a network, and I've already connected with them. And even though that this year, this first semester, I was an RA, and it was a very, it was a rough experience. And then this fall with losing a parent, losing my dad, like, that summer was my hope. That summer literally showed me that like I can do social media if I wanted to. Maybe not like for like 3 to 5 years. I mean, we don't know. I also don't think I want to like hold myself back, because as I said, I want to be a student of media. And I think I know so much already about media. I know so much about data. I know so much about algorithms. That stuff really excites me. And I think Spain was able to show me that. I was so fortunate with the boss that I got that summer. I was so fortunate for the flexibility in that internship. I was so fortunate to be able to learn how to budget and manage my money while I was living over there. It literally showed me how to pack. And now when I go traveling, I know how to pack my toiletries. I know how to pack my suitcase. I know I have a beautiful suitcase. It literally just showed me so much about myself that I didn't know was already in me. And I will forever remember Barcelona. And I will forever hope that any person who has that experience abroad has a similar one. And I think it was because of the fact I went open-minded. I went in with like just like open arms and knowing who I was and what I wanted to get out of it. And I did. I got the experience I wanted. I got an A because it was credit, but I also got an international internship experience. And the fact that like I'm 21, I've lived in Barcelona for 2 years, I have an international social media internship on my resume, like these are things that will help me stand out at the end of the day if I apply for a certain job, if I apply for XYZ, because not many 21-year-olds are interning abroad. And I think it's important to always keep that in mind. Do something that will, one, challenge you, because that was definitely me getting out of my comfort zone. Like, I'd never gone to Europe. I'd never traveled on my own on a plane. I had never done a lot of things. I had to figure out things. I had to figure out how to even have cell service over there. Like, there were so many things that I had to do, and there were so many people I had to rely on, like my mom and my brother and my roommates. And I think I am so thankful, so forever thankful for the experience. I also got to date, and that was incredible. The people I met, like, on those dates, they were men, of course. They were men. The men I met on those dates were incredible, and they showed me that, like, in the U.S., at least right now, as a 20-year-old, dating is just very, not cut and dry, but I feel like it's very, okay, let's say in a college campus, it's very like a hookup culture lifestyle, and that is not a lifestyle I personally like to participate in. I think I know myself very well. I'm very self-aware. I like to be self-aware, and that's just like not a lifestyle I want to be a part of. And I always support my friends if they do partake in it. But I think as you grow up, you start to realize that those, not necessarily tendencies, but those habits that you form, and like, especially when it comes to relationships. And I'm going to do a 3-part episode on dating next year, with not even just, I'm going to do one with myself and then with a couple of my friends, because I would love y'all to hear other people's perspectives. And for me, I've been single most of my life, and it really hasn't bothered me. I actually am really excited to go into 2020 single. I think it's going to be an exciting experience, and I think if you can find your person in college, that's incredible. That's great, and I think you should be happy, and you shouldn't let anyone else define your relationship. And I have an incredible friend, Jessica, she's on this podcast, and she literally is so happy in her relationship, you know what I mean? And I think it's like finding the person that fits your lifestyle. And for me personally, like, not necessarily do I want like an activist relationship, but I want an activist partnership. So I have big dreams and I have big goals, and I know where I want to go going into my 20s and where I want to see myself. And I personally want to be with someone who, one, isn't intimidated by that, and two, who was going to support me through it. Not support me financially, but like, basically it's like I do my own thing. So for example, I do my media thing, you know, I'm excited about that, and then maybe they do something that's not in the media field. Maybe they're a musician or a writer or in finance, or like they have a polar opposite to what I do, so that when we come home, or you know, or when we go to dinner, or when we go to the park, we're not talking about the same things. We're talking about things that can educate the both of us, but we're growing as individuals on our own. But when we come together, we can help and support each other, like, and help each other, like, just process and analyze, like, the things that really bother us. And I think when I was in Europe, like, I learned so much from the people that I interacted with that was so different from what I was into. And I think that's not to say that, like, I can't find that in the U.S., but I think I'm excited. I mean, I also live in the South, so maybe that has a lot to deal with some things, but I'm excited going into 2020 to, like, really be able to, like, see that, or give people chances and see what they can, not necessarily add to my life, but, like, how we can, like, grow separately, but also together. So that is all the questions. I did it. Whoop whoop, let's go. I hope you did it as well. This was great. This is so great, because I was able to talk about everything this year, but also bring in aspects of the decade. And we're gonna let's wrap up this episode, shall we, darling? To wrap up this episode, I just want to say thank you. Thank you if you have started to listen to this. I noticed that I think like 100 or something people listen to this, which is really cool. Like, I started this in, I really want to say end of September, October, and I was kind of listening back to the episodes, and I noticed that the first three were kind of like me getting my feet wet, because I wasn't really comfortable listening to my voice. What? I know. Crazy. I'm so sorry. That wasn't funny. That sounded really narcissistic, and I'm not a narcissist. But yeah, I wasn't really comfortable listening to my voice, and with podcasting, you kind of have to get used to hearing your voice in an audio base. But the last episode, the one focused on immigration, that one really opened my eyes that this is a platform I really want to work on, and I think I really want to share stories, and not necessarily they have to be like my story, but I want to bring more of my friends, I want to bring on content creators, I want to bring different types of people to have a space to like have conversations about things that like excite them. And I want to do a parter, like I want to do parts, like I want to do one about dating, I want to do one about politics, I want to do one about global warming. Like, we need to talk about it, okay? There's so many things that I feel like this year have happened in regards to just like so much not conversation, just so much like one way, no way type of thing. And I really hope going into 2021, you can do this prompt and you don't have to journal it. You can talk with your partner, you can talk with your friend, you can literally talk with your mom, you could talk about this with anyone. And I think doing this helped me realize that like Barcelona was the best thing that happened to me this year. And it was the thing I think that gave me hope, that gave me clarity. It helped me realize my purpose. But I also want to acknowledge too that like I did a lot. Like I definitely put on a lot. And I think going into 2020, I can't do that. Like I can't take on everything. I can't be the controller. I can't let my Enneagram, I guess, or just who I am as a person. Like, I do not need to put so much pressure on myself. And I really hope this year, you know, with the last 3 days that we have of this year, you spend time and reflect on your own 2019 and your own journey throughout this decade, because I've gone through so much this decade and none of it has defined me. There were multiple occasions in my college career that should have, like, made me transfer, that should have pushed me to the edge, that should have, like, you know, like, not necessarily like ended my life, but like should have cracked me, right? And I think when I lost my dad in August, that should have cracked me, right? Because it was at the start of the semester, but I didn't let it define me. I didn't let it define me. And you need to not let, even if you had a good year, even if you had a bad year, even if you had bits and pieces throughout the year that were hard, do not let those define you, because where are you today? And I think that's so important to remember, is where are you today? I mean, for me, I'm in DC. I'm about to get ready for the day and then go to a museum and spend time with my great brother. But I think it's important to like not let experiences define you. You can either wallow in it, or you can, you know, put your big girl pants, big boy pants, and, you know, take it day by day, hour by hour. And I think it's really important to realize the gift or the purpose that you've been given, because life is so short. And I think that is a big thing I realize, is life is so short. So take charge of your time and your life and do the things that make you happy. And I thank you so much if you are listening to this. Love my brother. Taking it in the shower now. But if you have listened to this podcast this semester, I want to say thank you. I appreciate you for just taking a moment to just listen to my thoughts. And I am so excited for all the people to come on this podcast, all the things for us to talk about on this podcast going into 2020. I also think too, we are going to try different mediums in regards to this podcast. But I'm excited. I am super excited for 2020, and I'm excited to let go of the dead weight, the files that I don't need on my laptop, the apps that are not serving me on my phone. I think I'm really excited for just like mental clarity as Nathan Drake. Drew would say. I'm so sorry. I'm like plugging him a lot in this video, but I really enjoy his content. So please go check him out. And I think it's important to just surround yourself with, I guess, the goal, or I guess my little tidbit for this episode, because I'm not going to give you guys a goal. I want you guys to reflect. I think that is the big thing, is reflect on what you've listened to, reflect on, you know, these questions that, you know, we are not really strangers gave us, and be honest with yourself. Like, what do you want out of 2020? You do not have to keep the same patterns going. You do not have to continue to put a ton of burden on yourself. So just be honest and do what you want to do. Like, make that move if you want to, you know, make that shmoney if you want to. Figure out your hustle. And I'm not saying be a part of hustle culture, because we'll get into that in 2020. But just take these last few days to reflect, to be honest, and to be present. And just enjoy the time, whether you're with family, or whether you're with friends, or whether you're with yourself. Just be honest about what you want. Also, do a social media purge, because I'm pretty sure on Monday that's what I'm doing. Because you do not need to keep being friends with people on Facebook, friends with people on Instagram, friends with people on Twitter, friends with people on Snapchat. For what purpose? What purpose are they serving you? Create new content. Create new accounts, or redefine your account. For me, my Instagram, I'm not really gonna delete it. I might change the name. I might change the look of it. But we're keeping the same content because of the fact that you don't need to just get rid of all these past photos, all these past things, because I think they define us. And let go of trash people. Keep them accountable, okay? Like, you can be very honest with them and be like, I am gonna give a space. I don't want to be your friend right now because I'm going through a lot. And that is 100% valid. Do not let someone make you think you cannot drop them because you're friends with them. Like, you can have a civil conversation and be like, this is where I'm coming from, this is what I'm going through, and like, I want to be honest with you because I respect you and I respect the friendship, but at this moment I need to like go on my own and figure it out, and hopefully maybe your paths can cross again. I know for me, I had to do that with some friendships in college, consciously and subconsciously. But also think too, people who have hurt you, you don't need in your life. Do not make them believe you need them, because at the end of the day, you don't. And if they slide into your DMs at 5:30 in the morning, you know that the universe is trying to tell you something. So let them go. Do not try and take, do, I'm so sorry. Do not think it's a sign that you need them, because at the end of the day, you don't. You knew what you were doing, okay? So be honest with yourself. Let go of what needs to be let go. And if people want you in your life, they will work hard. And I hope if someone is listening to this podcast and you're in my life and you want to shoot, you can always shoot me a text. My number is the same. I'm popping off too much. I need to get ready because it's almost noon. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am super excited for 2020. Many, many, many incredible episodes are to come. So make sure to subscribe, you know, follow my social media. I have goofy tweets. We finna be not reckless, but just goofy. On Twitter, so follow my Twitter, follow my Instagram, follow my YouTube, because she coming back. Don't know what she'll be, but she coming back. And I will see you guys in 2020. Have a great rest of your Sunday, if you're listening to this on Sunday, or the rest of your day. And if you celebrate the holidays, happy holidays. I hope you had a great Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas. If you didn't, have a phenomenal New Year's Eve. Be safe, be smart, and surround yourself with good people. And, you know, be proud of yourself, because you made it. You made it to the end of 2019. And honestly, she was really trying everyone. So I'll see you guys in 2020. Bye.